What about Jung's idea of the collective unconscious, a reservoir of all human memory and experiences that could somehow be tapped into? Divergent cultures often contain similar symbols, even in dreams. According to Jung, the collective unconscious was not personally acquired, but inherited somehow in the brain structure. It includes motives and images that spring anew in every culture, without relying upon historical tradition or dissemination. I thought Catherine's memories were too specific to be explained by Jung's concept. She did not reveal symbols and universal images or motives. She related detailed descriptions of specific people and places. Jung's ideas seemed too vague, and there was still the in-between state to consider. And what about the masters and their messages? This came through Catherine, but was not of Catherine, and their wisdom was also reflected in Catherine's memories of lifetimes. I knew that this information and these messages were true. I knew this not only from many years of careful study of people, their minds and brains and personalities, but I also knew this intuitively, even before the visit from my father and my son. The dramatic messages and events cascading upon me in my office mirror deep changes in my personal and family life. The transformation gradually crept into my awareness. I would look at my children and my wife and wonder if we had been together before. Had we chosen to share the trials and tragedies and joys of this life? Were we ageless? I felt a great love and tenderness toward them. I realized that their flaws and faults are minor and not really so important. Love is. At our next session, the poet master came to us once more with a message whose meaning I was already feeling in my own life.